Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And on Mind Food Radio, this is an interesting topic, interior design.
I know. Well, of course, I know. And we've got our new home section in Mind Food, and it's
I love that section. I know. Flicking through it.
It's amazing. And you know what? It actually, that idea came from a reader. I wish I'd originally thought of it so I could look brilliant. But we've actually, there's been an extraordinary awards on recently, yes, in Australia, the Australian, yep, Interior Design Awards. We're very lucky to have one of the judges with us. And I'd like to welcome to the show Kirsten Sinovzich. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
Now, you judged a couple of categories. Just take us through first what you actually were involved in the judging.
Well, overall, it's about, you know, a whole lot of, all the designers across Australia submit their projects, and it comes through a whole lot of categories. The judging was kind of, we just divided into kind of two separate teams, so to speak. So there's a residential category, residential decoration, hospitality, and emerging design, our design practice. So I looked at, was involved in judging those sides. There's also more corporate kind of side to the awards as well, so we're sort of split into two teams.
And in terms of residential, what were you looking for?
You know, I have to say, what we're looking for is something, you know, quintessentially Australian is always an amazing thing to find, which is, it's quite difficult at the moment because the world is so global. And also something that I guess is pushing design in a new direction. So, you know, you can see a future kind of trend to it rather than being completely on trend now.
And what trends did you see coming through the entries that perhaps you hadn't seen before?
I'll have to say what I noticed the most, and it's probably across all the categories, is I think you can definitely get a sense of where we're sitting economically in Australia and the world, because I think there's a lot more work by younger designers, and do get a sense that there's, you know, there's tighter budgets, and, you know, I think that probably relates to the construction and also to maybe, you know, potentially the scope of works and the fees that clients are asking designers to do.
Are they much more innovative, do you think, because they've got smaller budgets and they're, you know, they're probably a little more creative and hungry for it?
Look, I can say definitely that, you know, with less budget, you can really, you know, you can really kind of hone into some interesting things, and I kind of think it has actually set an aesthetic. I mean, I think we've all been to, say, you know, a cafe with a brickwork wall that's exposed and the ceiling's been taken off and exposed and, you know, they're quite rustic kind of tiles. So I think some of those kind of, you know, concepts and themes have actually arisen out of that. So it has kind of set an aesthetic, I guess.
What about when you look at apartment designs? Because there's quite a lot of ugly apartments.
Yes.
Why are they? How can you make
why
those look
ugly?
Good? Yeah. Why are they ugly, and how can you make them look good? I mean, because that's a reality too, isn't it?
Look, I think there's a number of reasons why the ugliness is a reality, and I hate to say it, but I think the cost of developing buildings are so intense. I think sometimes, either the clients don't want to spend the budget on the design fees that maybe would help the building be better, and I think also what can start as a great design, you know, can
in reality
get all the goods torn out of them. Yeah. So you know, it's not always. I wouldn't always say that's the architect's issue. But you know, I think in terms of apartment, if you have an apartment that gets great light, that would be the main thing that you'd look for, and then you can really go to town inside.
And what about people in rural Australia? With a lot of our listeners in rural Australia, what sort of things could they look out for there in terms of architecture?
Well, I think the really great things in rural Australia is they probably don't have the restrictions on space that we have in the city, and like space in itself is luxury. So if you get the opportunity to, you know, be able to big areas in houses, obviously, but even in hospitality spaces, cafes that can put in, you know, really big chairs instead of in the city, we get squashed with tiny chairs. And I think they're some of the key points I really look at.
Smart thinking. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kirsten.
My pleasure. Okay, bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.